squirrel, or a rabbit, or a hog, and a hair on it, they get sick of the stubble and they have to go out and vomit. Mm. And they can go down there and stick that, kill them bees and suck that blood, drink that blood, it didn't hurt them. But just one hair, oh, he'd get so sick of the stomach, he'd just think he's going to throw his toes up.
Talking about that word vomit, have you ever heard people say anything else for that?
Yeah, they get nauseated or throw up.
Throw up. Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say they had to puke?
That's it. That's all I say. That's a kind of a slang for it. That don't sound good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And somebody like that, you say he's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sick where?
Well, now there's a lot of people, old timers and country people, who say, "Well, I vomited."
Mm-hmm.
Some say I throwed up. None say I got nauseated.
Mm-hmm.
None say I got sick at my stomach.
Trying to get out?
Well, she wants out. She can get out. She knows how.
Uh-huh. I just noticed that she was pushing on that door.
She knows how to get out. Somebody drive up, she come out here fast. Boy, she just go right out. Come on, Penny.
And can't she get back in?
No, she never has learned to open the door. Now, a cat, I've seen cats and I've seen dogs that take the paw and open that door and come in.
Mm-hmm.
But now she'll open the door on the inside, but she don't know how to open it to get back in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was talking about butter a minute ago that had been kept too long, you know. Have you ever heard people say, "Well, that's funky"?
Yeah. That there just a few people call that, but it all means the same thing. But you can say people are funny, they've all got a different thing,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a name, but it means the same thing, you know.
Have you ever heard of taking, say, the juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it that way?
What, making a hash?
Well, not exactly a hash. This was a...
Goulash?
Well, after they cooked it, usually they got it cold and then sliced it up and fried it that way. You ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Yes, I never did. My mother and my wife, she never did cook anything. Well, I've heard of people talk of that though, but that's something my folks never did do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard of it.
I see.
It's just I tell you, I think a lot of it is from some of the northern people, I believe, because they've got a different language than we do down here a whole lot of times.
Mm. Well, what about, say, you know, this thick sour milk that some women like to keep around the kitchen and make things out of?
Well, some call it curd, or some call it whey, or some call it clabber.
Mm. What can you make out of that?
Well, they're just making lots of things out of it. Now, you take the whey, they'll say they're not throwing anything away anymore like they used to. We throw away many gallons of whey. The whey is just a kind of a little bit colored substance like water.
Mm-hmm.
And the clabber is the solid parts of the milk, so it'll clabber. And they make cottage cheese and such as that out of that. And whey, they're taking now, and I was reading in the papers and all what all they're using it for and everything. And as you were saying, is the dairy products are just like the meat products. The dairy don't throw away anything now. And the packers, the only thing he loses is the squeal of the hog, because they're using everything. They're using the skin, the hair, the chitlins, and the lungs, and the lights, and the hooves, everything they're using. They're not throwing away anything. And that wheat used to be just worthless. Now it's pretty high priced.
Well, say after.